Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
What a week.
It really has been. I know we just kind of covered that in the week in review.
Yeah, but no, I mentioned that. No, I'm not going to play clips.
But
I'm
it has been quite a week. I agree.
It's been wild. I also flew by. I don't know if that's with the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday big games. 6 o'clock start. Something about it.
Did it? Because, I mean, it,
I don't
Jones
feel
was like that hot. Yeah. Call
feels
yeah, like
I, 2 days ago. I feel the complete opposite.
Disagree.
I don't think it flew by.
Disagree. I couldn't believe driving CC Beans to school. We're like, it's Pizza Friday? Couldn't believe it today.
It was just Taco Tuesday.
Couldn't believe it.
Now it's Pizza Friday.
Everyone's a flutter.
We got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour, grab bag as well. We're going to be joined shortly out of Patriots Friday by Mike and Wenu. But Pats and Bills Sunday night in Buffalo. Sunday night football. Get ready for the keys.
Woo! Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things. And out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys. It's Keith's Keys.
All right, it is week 5. Patriots come in with a 2-2 record, taking on the Buffalo Bills, who are a perfect 4-0. Depending on where you shop, the Pats are either 7.5, 8, or 8.5 point underdogs. The over-under is either 48.5, 49, or 49.5.
Wow.
It's an 8:20 p.m. kickoff Sunday night from Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. All right, the Patriots scored 42 points against Carolina last week. If they generate at least 30 points this week at Buffalo, it'll be their first back-to-back games with at least 30 points since 2020.
Generate.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen is married to actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld. For now. ...50% of all marriages end in divorce, and nobody looks at Michael B. Jordan the same way as Hailee Steinfeld. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry may be surprised to learn that he enters this week ranked 5th among New England tight ends with 2,409 receiving yards and needs 79 yards this week against Buffalo to move past Jim Whalen into 4th place on the Patriots' all-time list among tight ends.
Jim Whalen's been getting put on notice for a while.
When the Bills cause a turnover on defense this year, they win. When the Bills record at least 350 yards of offense this year, they win. When the Bills take the field this year, they win. If Steph Diggs has 100 yards receiving this week, he'll become the first Patriot with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games in the same season since Julian Edelman did it in 2019.
Sounds right.
The Bills are the only football team that play in New York, so all those loser Yankee fans should also be Bills fans. Josh Allen is 21-7 in primetime games and has the highest quarterback rating compared to 1 or 4 o'clock games. He's the best at night, is what I'm saying, Jones. He's at his best.
At night.
At nighttime.
I didn't hear Monday Night Football in there, but okay.
Prime time.
Sorry.
They're not playing on Monday night either. So far this season, the Patriots are undefeated when Drake May runs in a touchdown, and they haven't won a game when he doesn't. The Buffalo Bills are the only professional sports team where their mascot is based off the name of the city and not the name of the team, and that's real dumb. Linebacker Jack Gibbons and safety Brendan Schooler each finished with three special teams tackles last week in a win against Carolina. They will try to become the first Patriot players to have two straight games with at least three special teams tackles since Matthew Slater had a three-game streak with at least three special teams tackles in 2014.
That was a very memorable run.
Drake May's only primetime experience in the NFL was actually his NFL debut when he replaced Jacoby Brissett in a blowout loss to the Jets in Week 3 last year on Thursday Night Football. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
Quarterback Brad Johnson has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. I don't know what's going on with the Buffalo Bills logo. The animal used is a bison, not a true buffalo. And I can see where the wheel's turning in Jones's head right now asking, what the H is the difference? Well, Jones, a bison has a distinct hump and shorter horns.
I was wondering.
Quarterback Nick Foles has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. According to Ask Jeeves, the team's name, Bills, is derived from the famous showman Buffalo Bill Cody, who is a significant figure in American history and contributed to the mythology of the American West.
Ask Jeeves at that.
Quarterback Jeff Hostetler has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. In 2014, there were seven Bills players with the last name Williams.
Seven! Wow.
Quarterback Trent Dilfer has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. If anyone knows sacks, it's Bruce Smith. He has the most. But because of a lackluster performance by Smith on December 28th, 1996, the legend of Tony Boselli grew. Boselli eventually used that game to campaign to become a Hall of Famer. Bruce Smith didn't care for that, saying, quote, resorting to underhanded tactics like targeting a Hall of Famer and hyping a one-game matchup to bolster a nominee's merit, as some of Tony's supporters have done, undermines the integrity of the Hall's election process. It also invites otherwise unnecessary commentary and scrutiny around the candidate's worthiness of becoming a member of the Hall of Fame.
Hear, hear. Amen.
And finally, Jones, there'll be no Derek's in the game on Sunday. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Cool.
Add it up.
I think the Pats cover the 7.5, 8, or 8.5.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't.
No,
like
I don't
that.
Think so. I think the Bills win.
Bills don't have any Derricks.
True.
Yeah.
True. I think the Bills win, and I'll take the over. I think a 31-21.
Which over?
Over all of them.
Over all of them.
I'm covering my bases here. 31-21 would put him over all of them.
Now, I noticed your ex-wife didn't get any flack this week.
No, she didn't.
I noticed that. I was kind of waiting for it.
She stayed out of it.
Yeah,
she stayed out of it this time.
I was kind of expecting something thrown onto the field.
I was trying to connect.
Oh,
that's a good one, actually.
To your ex-wife.
That would have been good.
But okay.
I didn't realize Josh Allen also a vampire.
Yeah, good at night.
So you said
real good at
you
night.
You said prime time. I thought I heard Sunday Night Football. So he's good. Prime time, man's great.
Prime time is easy.
Even better than 1 or 4 o'clock.
Killer.
But I would be curious how that breaks down. Maybe they'll play him again.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Monday night,
yep.
Sunday night. I'd just be curious to hear those figures.
No, don't have that for you.
That
but I did have the
covered.
Overall numbers, which is impressive, as has his whole career.
I'll tell you, what was your fact there? They're the only team that plays football in New York?
That's it.
Yeah, so all of those dumb Yankees fans should also be Bills fans.
Yankee Bills fans.
I have one friend who is both.
That's rare.
It's very rare.
It's very rare. I feel like it's...
sick brag,
shout out Evan. When he was a young boy,
okay,
his father told him that the Jets and Giants don't play. He's like, wait a minute, they don't even play in New York?
That's a good point.
And he asked his dad, who plays in New York? He said the Bills. He became a Bills fan.
Bills fan?
Yeah.
Some lean years there.
Real lean years.
Yeah, because usually it's what? Yankees, Giants, Mets, Jets...
Correct.
And then Bills,
Blue Jays?
Bills, and I don't even know.
I don't even know who your squad is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it could be a big weekend for them. Yeah, Blue Jays, Bills fans. You got the Jays playing.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Early 90s, both teams were real nice, and they've both kind of taken a little bit of a detour.
Who, we already know that Brian Roberts was the announcer willing to go there about the Jays fans and Canadians in general and their lack of baseball knowledge. Who wants to go there?
You think the Yankee fans will get after him a little bit?
Well, you're sticking in baseball. I was going to say, because some Bills fans might also be Jays fans. Some Jays fans might be Bills. Who wants to get on their intellect when it comes to,
I don't know,
American football, not Canadian football?
Are there any celebrity Bills fans?
I feel like Steinfeld.
Well,
that's the one for now.
But she's not a Bills fan.
I don't know if you heard.
Josh Allen.
50% of marriages end in divorce. I don't know if you heard
it's
that.
It's sad but true.
Yeah.
It is one of those stats that you don't want to hear, but it is the reality of, I don't know what it is. Maybe blame social media.
So quick little
Google this is good.
AI.
Yeah, give it to us.
John Cusack.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry to cut you off, Bill. John Cusack, I believe, is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he likes the Bills?
Revealed in 2021, he's a member of the Bills Mafia.
Oh, please. He's 2021, when the team got good.
He's a great friend of Jeremy Piven. We didn't ask Jeremy Piven.
I think there was a falling out.
Friends.
Oh, they had a falling out. They were at one point. Okay.
Chad Michael Murray.
The guy from One Tree Hill?
The guy from Cinderella Story?
Yeah. And House of Wax remake?
I think so.
Okay.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, yeah, he's from Buffalo.
Yeah, okay.
Abby Wambach,
the soccer player. Yeah, she's from Rochester.
Jordan Burroughs.
Who?
No, I'm just reading off the names.
All right.
The late
Who's
Tim.
Jordan Burroughs?
The late Tim Russert, big Bills fan in the sky.
Also from Buffalo.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one.
Summer Sanders.
The swimmer?
The swimmer. and Figure It Out, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon's figure.
Did Summer Sanders also do NBA Inside Stuff?
That's what I was just going to say. Was that Summer Sanders?
Okay.
She was great.
That's what I was just going to say.
What a great show that
was. That was a good show.
Maybe the best show.
Robbie Amell? That's the other athlete that they have listed with Summer Sanders?
So Robbie Amell.
Jordan Burroughs is also an athlete. He's an American wrestler. Like, actual.
Oh, that's a male.
Wrestling. Like a Greco wrestling.
Jordan Burroughs. Jones like, go on. It's just like a big dude. Oh, Robbie Amell is Stephen Amell's brother.
Oh,
Robbie Amell.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Robbie Amell. So Stephen Amell is the Green Arrow, and he's also in Heels. Robbie Amell's not in as many great roles, but there's that scene that you see. There's some like random like teen show, and people use it as a meme all the time.
Oh, I would recognize the meme.
You would recognize the meme of the guy throwing the ball like he's never thrown a ball before. Like he throws a football, he kind of like pushes it. You're like, that's the wrong hand, sir. You might want to switch. That's him.
Got it.
Yeah. Christine Baranski.
Oh, I love from Sybil.
How about that?
That's one.
Christine Baranski is excellent. She was like the co-star in Sybil.
Yeah, sure.
Also, is very good in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah,
as the mom.
Yeah, what's her name's mom? What's the actress's name?
Selma Blair.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Her mother. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poker player Phil Ivey.
Oh, Phil Ivey's good poker player.
Can't read his fandom with the glasses on.
No,
you'd never know he's a Bills fan behind those things.
That's a good point. Doesn't give it away.
No.
What are you sitting on?
What
there?
Are you like? What are you, a Jets fan over there?
What do you got? 2-7 unsuited. You got a flush. What do you got?
Sure. That's it.
So that's a good list.
Good list.
That's pretty much it.
So if they make the Super Bowl, look out. You're gonna have all these guys showing up.
Yeah.
That's a tough go. I mean, it's going to be the Haley Steinfeld show, I guess.
Summer Sanders.
Summer Sanders, though.
Nice. Real nice.
Nice.
Okay. Let's
go. Robbie Amell show is called The Duff.
The Duff. Good Lord.
That didn't make it, huh?
No, just missed.
Well, it sounds like a winner. That sounds like a good show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Kyle in Dartmouth. Hello.
How you guys doing? I got some good news for y'all.
Okay, cool.
Hey, listen, when the Yankees make it to Seattle, that's where I'm from,
cool.
They're going to enter a real ballpark, and Cal Raleigh's going to win the AL MVP because he's going to frame the hell out of Aaron Judge. Listen, they're not making it past Seattle. It's going to be 95 all over again with Edgar Martinez in the dugout. Listen, they're not hitting our rotation. They're not going to hit our bullpen either. So let's go, Seattle. Right. I love the Sox. Hey, I do. But
good Mariners take.
Bring it home, yeah?
All right, Kyle in Dartmouth. Good,
I think
good
he said listen
there.
Six times, and I'll tell you, sir, I was
five or six. No, seven or eight.
I was locked in.
Let me ask you.
Listen to this.
Do you think?
Listen to me. No, listen.
Do you think that he called the show because he knows we're like the number one dumper show? You think that's why?
We do like Big Dumper.
You think we've
got my MVP vote.
We've kind of carved out mine as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unanimous?
We hate to let people know that. We don't want our votes taken away. Do you think we've carved out like a section with Mariners fans because we're so pro-dumper?
Probably.
I bet that's where that
did
came
you,
from.
When we did our top five mascots last week, did you consider the Mariner Moose?
Did not.
Good
I hate to say it. You did.
I considered him.
Okay.
didn't make it. But I'm saying it's a good mascot.
You thought about it.
Yeah, so they go out to
that
Seattle. Crossed your mind. I'll take Seattle in that series. Just like 95, although it didn't go great for the Mariners after that.
Yeah, I've gone back. I kind of want the Yankees to beat the Blue Jays just to go a little further and fall flat on their face and justify a little bit that the Red Sox lost to them. That would make me feel a little better.
But then have Seattle stomp them.
No, but once you get to the ALCS and heaven forbid the World Series, then you can full on root against them. Do you think the Red Sox, A, losing to the Yankees, or B, the Yankees going on a deep run, helps in any way with John Henry and his commitment to spending and investing in this team next year?
I kind of do. Like, and maybe it's my own naivete, but I feel like making the playoffs shows that they are pretty close, and maybe they would look at it and say, hey, unlike Chaim Bloom, your guy, Jones, Craig Breslow, got him to this point. You see some of the positives there. You realize you have Roman Anthony locked up long-term, Garrett Crochet locked up long-term, a couple other pieces that you like, and you're not that far away. And I think if you're John Henry, too, you're like, you had to watch three games in Yankee Stadium. It's got to kind of piss you off. Like, you made the playoffs, but you don't even have a home game, right? You don't even have a home game?
Was he there? Do we know?
I have no idea.
I mean, when they
I'm sure somebody told him about the
game.
Well,
when they asked Breslow on Tuesday, when Breslow was on, they're like, is Henry going to be there? And Breslow's like, I don't know. He's like, I think we're going to be well represented. I don't know. I never saw any footage of him. I'm not saying he wasn't there, but I genuinely don't know if he was there or not. But yeah, I'm sure by now somebody's emailed him with a final. And let him know. So you feel pretty good when you put out your roster earlier, Keith. You did it last night on Twitter at Keith21. We talked about it earlier in the show. But because they lost to the Yankees, you feel a little better about Pete Alonso, first baseman, Joe Ryan trade.
Yeah, definitely. And it annoyed me at the time last year and the year before that when they were so bad during the trade deadlines. But then when they went back to the White Sox and got Garrett Crochet, I mean, that is a much better player than Joe Ryan. It's going to cost you a lot more than Joe Ryan. And now you circle back and you say, all right, it's not going to cost you Peyton Tolley. Or maybe it does, but like less other guys or whatever. Right? I think the overall asking price is going to be a little bit lower. But I think they go out and they get him. And then I think they see there's clear needs that they need another bopper. They need another big bat. And Pete Alonso's out there. Bo Bichette's out there. There's a few other guys that they could get. Maybe Kyle Tucker to improve the team. And I you know, a lot of it's wishful thinking, but I think they will.
You see that text about the Mariner Moose?
Second, oh, is that true?
Third one down.
Yeah, he tried to murder Coco Crisp with an ATV. Is that true?
Billy's nodding. You recall this?
I remember the video of that, yeah.
Does that move him up or down your list? I kind of like Coco Crisp.
Oh, well, I like Coco Crisp, too, but I also like a ridiculous mascot that just flies around.
You like a mascot who's, like, a little dangerous.
Yeah.
You don't really know if you can fully trust him on what he's doing.
Let's see. Here it is, a video. Coco Crisp collides with Mariner Moose on an ATV.
Is that an accurate description based on the video? Or
I'm watching it now.
Did the ATV collide with him, or did he collide with the ATV? I think the wording there is important.
Well, he's flying around the outside. He's on, like, the track. He's in foul territory.
Oh, he definitely collided with Coco Crisp.
Oh, God!
The pedestrians run into the cars, or the cars hit the pedestrians?
We got it up. We got it up on Twitch.
So wait, you got to wait till he comes all the way around. Okay. You can keep playing it from here, but he goes all the way around the backstop, basically.
Really, he's really taking the circuitous route here.
The scenic route,
as
it were. He's getting the fans into it a little bit, but I think he's got his eyes off the road. Here comes Crisp.
He's handling pretty good.
There goes Crisp! He got him!
So he was coming out of the dugout.
Oh, Crisp kind of runs it off. I don't think it was anything too significant.
I think
he just threw his glove. Oh, no, he didn't. He thought about throwing his glove.
I think if I got run over by the Mariner Moose in front of 30,000 people or whatever, I'd try to play it off, too. But that couldn't have felt good. Look at this.
What he should have done was like Ace Ventura when he beat up the eagle at the end of the...
You got jacked up!
He should have tried to fight him. Yeah, mascots fight or any kind of violence within mascots is usually good.
Wow, good pull by the Texan. I don't remember that at all.
Mariner Moose.
How about that?
Maybe they stopped doing ATVs at the ballpark. Maybe they sort of walked that back. They're like, yeah, you guys can climb up on the dugout if you want.
Philly Fanatic already did that.
Well, Fanatic's got that hot dog launch that he drives around with.
That's a good point.
That's also true.
617-779-7937. We did the Top 5 Friday earlier today. No, it wasn't mascots. That was last week. Top 5 Friday, though, today was the most hated Yankees. Seek those out. At Jones and Keith. Patriots Friday. Mike on Wenu, TBD.
All right, Big Mike.
You do have WEEI afternoons, though, at 2 o'clock, so stay locked in. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, no, Jones.
I said.
I don't know. I don't have.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Yeah, thank you.
Grab Bag. At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, let's kick off Grab Bag today with a guest. It's a Patriots Friday.
Well, every Patriots Friday, we're joined by either Milton Williams or Mike Unwenu. Today, Mike Unwenu joining us. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Unwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, what am I hearing? You guys are getting ready to hit the road. What am I listening to?
This is not my playlist, but this is what they got playing in the background.
What's your plan on when you're on? Yeah, it is. When you're flying, when you're on the plane, are you watching stuff? Are you sleeping? What are your habits on the plane?
On the plane, it depends on the direction of the flight. If it's a quick flight, I'm probably gonna go to sleep. If it's a longer flight, I'll probably go to sleep for the first hour or when we take off. Then I'll wake up and probably watch a little bit of tape or watch a show.
I heard Christian Gonzalez, your teammate, say earlier this week, and he meant it as a compliment, Buffalo is probably the closest thing in the NFL to a big, like, college environment. Is it fun to go into a place like that? Is it stressful to go into a place like that? Like, how do you view going into an environment like Buffalo that does feel different than some other locations around the league?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know about that, but I mean, it's definitely obviously a rival, but those games in those hostile environments, you know, those are, as an athlete, I mean, that's what you want. You don't want to just be in the stadium and it's quiet, you know, whether it's people booing you or hating you or whatever. I mean, that's energy for you, energy for us. So, I mean, that's, you know, I'm amped for those type of games, and I think everyone feels the same.
What about the primetime games? Is it something, do you look forward to being the only game in town and all eyes on you? Does it feel like a different game? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I look forward to it. You know, obviously it's a Sunday night game. So, I mean, like you said, everybody's going to be watching this. That's when you got to show up. So definitely look forward to it.
You said you didn't know about that, like the crazy environment in Buffalo. What would you say is the craziest fan base or environment you've been into?
Environment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a college environment. That's all I was trying to say.
So what
yeah, come from the Big Ten?
I was going to say. So yeah, what would be like your standard of a crazy environment in like the Big Ten or from your college, your time at Michigan?
The only game. Well, I'm not going to say the only game, but I'll say the game that stands out the most. Probably everyone that will remember is probably like the Whiteout game at Penn State. I think it was a night game that I had there in 2019. versus them. Might have been 2019, 2018, but that was just, you know, talk about a crowd. You couldn't hear nothing. Couldn't hear the whistles from the refs, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, definitely, it's going to be lively. I know the fans are going to show up. They're going to let us hear it. So it's going to be a good game.
How do you feel the offensive line, how you guys have played through the first four games of the season? It was you're the only returning player, and you look around in the huddle and you got four new offensive linemen. Wilson hurt last week. Ben Brown steps up. But through a quarter of the season, how would you assess the offensive line play?
I would say we've done some good things and some I wouldn't say bad, but just not good fundamental things. You know, a couple of times we've been beating ourselves individually. And, you know, obviously, as an O-line, when one guy doesn't do his job up to par, you know, it falls apart. We need all of us doing the right or correct thing. So, I think we've been doing okay. We've been doing good. As the season has been going on, we've been improving on things in our run game, or whether it's our pass pro, seeing what people are attacking us with, and fixing our improvements or stuff that we got beat on in the past.
Bills Mafia can be a little wild pregame, jumping through tables, in-game, throwing stuff on the field.
Sure.
What's the craziest you've seen from the Bills Mafia?
I would just say probably always the entrance when we're riding in on the bus, seeing all the fans, seeing everyone flip us off and everything like that, which is, you know, same thing. It's a good feeling. I love it, you know. So I would say that's probably what I always look forward to, or always remember when I – have those hostile environments or going on these away games, specifically in the Bills.
You know, from the outside, you know, we look at it and we're like, oh, the Bills are 4-0, and, you know, you guys are 2-2 going in. Bills might be the best team in the conference. We look at it as a sort of a measuring stick game. Do you guys look at it the same way?
No, every game is different. Every game is a new game. So, I mean, obviously we're playing in a game to win the game. So, mm-hmm. I don't know as far as measuring, but, you know, it's a good competition across the ball, and, you know, that's why we play.
All right. Well, Mike Mwenu, best of luck this weekend in Buffalo. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
He did the mash. He did the grab bag mash. It was a smash. It was the grab bag mash.
All right, it's week five, Jones. Let's get you our Bozo touchdown parlay.
The grab bag mash.
0-4 thus far, but you just get back on that horse and you make another prediction.
Sure.
I'm going to go with a Tony Pollard anytime touchdown on Sunday. Titans are playing the Cardinals, and give me Tony Pollard to get in the end zone.
Okay, I would have gone with he did the grab. But anyways, okay, so Tony Pollard. I got Jameson Williams. Look, it's the highest total on the board. The Detroit game this weekend, there's too many heavy, heavy favorites to get into the end zone. Gibbs, Monty, you can't even bet them. Maybe I'm on Ross St. Brown. I'll go with Jameson Williams. He's only scored once this year. He's plus 200. Who are you going with, Billy?
I'm going to go with Steph Diggs. Return to Buffalo. Give me a Stephon Diggs touchdown.
Revenge this could be the week. Game.
I like it.
Plus 255, Steph Diggs. Nick?
I'm going with Jake Ferguson. The Cowboys are playing the Jets. They gave up two touchdowns to Darren Waller, and Jake Ferguson's one of the most targeted players in the league. Mm-hmm. Give me Jake Ferguson.
He's going out with one of the calendar twins.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah.
And then Terps, I didn't realize this is a great pick. He's going with Quinshon Judkins plus 130.
Yeah.
So add them all up. Pollard, Williams, Diggs, Ferguson, Judkins. What does that net us, Keith?
You get, for one ham, you could win a Lego Death Star and 10 more hams.
Wow.
Yeah, $10. Over $1,100.
$1,429,626.
And it's up right now on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app.
Let's do it.
My little stupid face right there, all the picks. You just have to one click away and bang.
Nice.
You're winning some money. Yeah, not bad.
Of all the grab bags in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
All right, Survivor. Survivor pick. There is down to three. It is you, me, and Terp. Nick and Billy went out a couple weeks ago,
And so we just need to pick a winner. Can't use any of the teams we have previously used. Who are you going with?
Okay, I'm going with same game as my touchdown or Ooh, Buzzle
a
touchdown.
A lot
parlay.
Riding on that game for you, huh?
There is. I'm going wow. with the Detroit Lions in Cincinnati. They're 10-point favorites. I've already used Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, and Buffalo, so I'll yep. go with the Lions this week.
Yeah, I've used Denver, Arizona, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo. So, like, Arizona and Buffalo both be good ones this week. But I'm going with Detroit as well. Haven't used them yet. Try to live to play another day. So, I will go with the Lions. Terps already used the Lions.
Yeah.
So, he's going Eagles.
I think this is – they should win, but this is a bit of a bold flavor.
Oh, it's scary.
I would think this is a
real scared.
This is a bit scary. So I was thinking about Arizona. You've already used Arizona, right? Against Tennessee home. I can't ride this thing on Arizona yet. But Philly, -3.5 is what Terp's going with.
Cleanliness is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness, and cleanliness is godliness, and God is
grab bag.
Just like me.
All right, Bill Belichick and his North Carolina Tar Heels are in action. They had a bye week last week. Oh, yeah. They're in action tomorrow, taking on Clemson. Clemson sucks, but they're still 14.5-point favorites at last check over the Tar Heels as Bill looks to get to over 500. Okay, so he goes in at 2-2.
I didn't know you were going to give me the line there. I was just about to look that
up. I think it is.
14.5?
That was last check, yeah.
I've been saying for weeks and weeks and
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah.
This will be a curb stomping. I will take Clemson. They will cover that number and then some.
Really?
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
We've been talking so much socks that we didn't even mention. Thursday Night Football kicked off Week 5 last night, and it was the 49ers in overtime, led by Mac Jones, defeating the Rams. Rams were heavy favorites. Niners win outright 26-23. Old buddy Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
The favorite target of Mac Jones, 10 catches, 142 yards.
Real nice.
Yeah, real solid.
Mac, I guess, was fine. I feel like people are way overreacting to what he led two touchdown drives in almost 70 minutes.
So here's my take.
He should have turned it over 8 billion times last night. He's a giant baby.
Okay.
Hobbling. I know people want to act like he's tough. He's hobbling around the field. So I wasn't overly impressed, but he's 3-0. I'll give him credit for that. What was your take?
My main takeaway is Brock Purdy is not that good, and Trey Lance is the worst. Like, that's how I view it.
It actually says more about those guys.
I think it does.
Well, when Purdy's been good, he's better than Mac has been. Mm-hmm. But Mac, look, the gap isn't very large. I'll give you that. I think Purdy's better than Mac, but it's probably not as big of a gap as I thought going into this year.
Yeah.
No, the Mac Jones people are like the Devers people, but even more embarrassing. They've been in hiding for years, and now the cockroaches are scurrying around everywhere.
Is that what that sound is?
I was trying to make it come up.
Yeah, no,
so they're scurrying all over the place all of a sudden, and I imagine they'll go away again shortly, but have your moment.
All right.
Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
All right, congratulations are in order to Garrett Crochet. We mentioned this, that we were kicking this idea around. He was going to be the Hoss of the Week once again, and we said, you know what? It's been like 5 or 6 times this guy has been Hoss of the Week. So we have finally inducted him into the Hoss Hall of Fame. We're a small Hoss Hall of Fame show. And Garrett Crochet, rather than giving to him every single week, the guy has done so much that we have decided that, you know what, we can't give. Yep, that's
there
right.
It is. Good. Good, good, good.
And so if you check it out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram, you can take a look and see the well-deserved recognition.
You can check out his bust.
Yes, you can.
I think we can show this on Twitch. If you want to see some
bust. Be careful.
It's there, although I don't want to get us suspended.
It looks good. Oh, yeah, we want to stay on as long as
I do like it, because a lot of these Hall of Fame, if you've been to Cooperstown, you get like the nicknames on there, just like Crochet, the pig.
Oh, yeah.
So you get all that on there. So excellent work. Hoss Hall of Fame. If you're ever wondering, guys, how come Garrett Crochet isn't your Hoss of the Week? Well, it's because we retired him, and he's into the Hoss Hall of Fame.
That's right.
That's why.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Time now for the horror movie of the day. Good. Horror movie of the day. I'm going to go with Planet Terror. directed by Robert Rodriguez, came out in 2007, and it was actually, they put two movies together, and it was called Grindhouse. Quentin Tarantino directed Death Proof, and Robert Rodriguez directed Planet Terror. So they did a bunch of fake trailers.
This is his half of Grindhouse.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
They did fake trailers, and two of the fake trailers actually turned into movies. So Machete with Danny Trejo was a fake trailer, turned into a movie. And then Thanksgiving, Eli Roth did a fake trailer, turned into a movie. So you can watch the two together. I saw them in the theater back in the day, brag, it together. But then when they started selling like the 4Ks and the DVDs and stuff, you can buy them separately. Oh. I enjoy Planet Terror a lot more. You can feel free to watch both if you want. It is sci-fi-ish, but it's also very kind of B-movie, horror movie stuff. But I love Planet Terror, so you can check that
one out. Planet Terror. Yeah, good. 99
restaurants. Always a grab bag.
Let's find out, Jones, who the top Major League Baseball performer was from Thursday, October 2nd. Was it?
I think we know.
Michael Busch.
Nope.
3-for-4, went yard. Jackson Merrill.
Nope.
2-for-4, solo shot. Was it Dylan Dingler?
Maybe.
1-for-3.
Go to the next question.
1-for-3 with a shot. Was it Jameson Taillon? 4 scoreless with 4 Ks. or was it Cam Schlittler?
Eight
scoreless with 12. A record 12 Ks.
Got to go Schlittler there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. It's got a ball player who played for 4 teams in a 17-year big league career. The Twins, Mariners, Rangers, and Reds. Mm-hmm. He was a left-handed relief pitcher. Mm-hmm. Was a closer for a few of those years. Mm-hmm. But he was a reliever, lefty. Now, if you ever had him hit, which was rare, from the right side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Threw it from the left side.
Yeah.
But he'd dig in the box. Right-handed.
Correct. Yeah. Two-time All-Star, and one of those years, he finished 15th in the MVP because he led the league in saves.
Okay, what years was he an All-Star and where?
He was an All-Star 02-03 with the Minnesota Twins. He broke into the bigs 93, was done in 2009.
So this guy pitched for way too many teams, but it was some of it. It's not Arthur Rhodes.
Not Arthur Rhodes.
I do like to guess Arthur Rhodes.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great guess.
Lefty.
Played for a lot of teams.
Lefty all-star for the Twins.
Lefty all-star for
the early
Twinkies.
2000s.
Yeah, early 02.
This is pre-Joe Nathan.
Yeah, it is. 45 saves and 41 saves his two all-star years. 187 career saves, 4.31 ERA.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, they got it in the Twitch chat.
Eddie Gordado?
He got it!
There we go. There it is.
Everyday Eddie Gordado.
That was his name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Everyday
That's
Eddie.
What it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Twitch chat got it?
I've never seen anybody think as hard as I just watched Jones. Think.
Yeah, I was Jones like, it was in think. There. It was in there somewhere. I had to access it, but I knew it was in there.
In 1996, he pitched in 83 games.
Nice.
He pitched in more games than he didn't.
Nice.
That's amazing. Hence
no
the
old Hoss Radburn.
Everyday but. Eddie Gordado. No, and he's only throwing like an out.
Aguilera
game.
Was left-handed too, right? That's not a bad guess. Was
I thought Rick Aguilera was a
was
righty.
Was he righty?
I thought so.
Yeah. All right, well, bad guess then.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Eddie Gordado. Everyday Eddie.
Good there stuff.
Was. I knew. There's
Everyone's
a lot of
fun. Everyone's
there's a lot of stuff
time.
Rattling around in there. You never know exactly
no doubt.
Where it is.
No
so
doubt.
I just had to shake that out. I do like that Dice is playing along with both our Bozo touchdown and our
he's
Survivor pool.
Remained in it. He has Alvin Kamara, I saw.
We also got this. You guys are picking these heavy favorites week after week. It's boring. I invited you guys to join a legitimate pool. And none of you ever decided to join it. We're just trying to survive in the Survivor pool.
It's a Survivor pool.
Once you use a team, you can't use them again.
Right.
We're not making picks.
You're supposed to probably
we're surviving. And I'm just using some of these heavy favorites now. But that might be a bad strategy.
I was gonna say, I thought
maybe I'll run out of all the good teams and I'll have to start picking tougher games.
Yeah, I don't get
but
it.
But right now, survive in advance, baby.
It's a weird criticism.
That is a strange criticism. Yeah. Boy, you guys are picking all the smart picks this week.
I thought they were talking about the Bozo. I'm like, there's multiple like plus 200.
But it's juicy. The Bozo.
I believe that was directed at the Survivor.
It's real juice.
I believe. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. And you got a full breakdown, I'd imagine, of the Red Sox doing nothing last night against Schlittler and the Yankees. So stay tuned for it. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh,
sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, reacting to the Red Sox loss to the Yankees. Never a bad time to be discussing the most hated Yankees of all time. We did a top 5 list on it today. And even some of the callers got involved.
Kevin's in Brookline. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
A couple maybe omissions, maybe not. But my 3 most I hated the most was Mickey the Rat Rivers, who I always detested. Thurman Pie Face Munson, God rest his soul, but he was always incredibly annoying. And Pantload David Wells, just an aggravating fat slob who always came up big.
Twitch chat was talking about David Wells.
Yeah.
David Wells.
I hate him most as a Red Sox, not a Yankee.
Honestly,
yeah, that's true.
David Wells.
I was always enjoyed the different shapes and sizes a ball player could come in, so I didn't really mind David Wells, to be honest.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I stand by.
Didn't hate him. No, he had a good list. That's the thing is like you could have
a lot of people. There was a lot of David Wells hatred in there. Yeah,
you could have like a top 500 hated Yankees. That's sort of the beauty of it. We had to limit it to 5, but we appreciate all the other honorable mentions.
So that was our top 5 Friday. You can check it out at Jones and Keith. Andy Hart, you have a most hated Yankee? Maybe one from last night skyrocketing.
I don't know. No, I don't have
You don't have a most hated
Yankee?
Are you
a Yankee fan?
Yeah.
I am not, but...
Are you like Posada, like Billy back there?
I kind of hate... Jim Leyritz.
There you go.
That's
see,
a good
now
one.
You're
Jim
talking.
Leyritz is a good one.
Yeah, I kind of hated him. There's a few,
he was
I guess.
A bad guy, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Like a real bad guy. Oh, yeah.
I think there's issues there.
Yep.
That make him even more hateable.
He's like a real bad guy.
Aaron Judge is a little hateable for me, even though I rave about what he's accomplishing. He's a little hateable. He's a little condescending.
You don't like
him. Smirks. His smirks are condescending, as he should be.
I think it's just his giant mouth. I think he's just got all these, he's larger than life. So
bet
I think
he's
just
had a lot of work done, too, on the teeth and everything.
You think so?
Veneers, denture, braces.
So you hate Judge. That's interesting. We were saying Judge is kind of not that hateable.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a newfound thing, and it might be in sort of my Giannis world, where he's so big.
Well, you were
and he's
right
such
on
a
Giannis.
Bully.
You were right on Giannis.
No, I know.
It came out after the fact. Well, I don't know about the Judge thing, because Judge doesn't say like Giannis. It's more like what he said than how he plays.
No, it's not what Judge says. Just pay attention to faces and smirks.
Faces like, and smirks.
Little condescending. Like he knows he's bigger than you. He knows he's better than you.
Than everybody.
And he kind of looks down upon you, literally and figuratively.
He has to do that, especially me. Especially you. I was going to say. Okay, what do you guys got coming up today?
2:15, we'll talk to Jeremy Springer, the man who sprung Marcus Jones for that game-changing punt return. We'll talk to Mike Giardi, 3:30, 4:30, Brad Foe with our, I think, last sort of weekly hit to break it all down, what went wrong. And am I oversimplifying it in that just reality struck, clock struck midnight? Like, your lineup looked like your lineup. That's why you lost that game. Like, there was nothing really fancy about that game other than guys that don't really hit didn't really
hit. Well, the hitting is obviously the worst, but they couldn't field. Like, that was
crazy.
Yeah,
that was also kind of an issue with them. Yeah. The only one I really fault there is Rafaela.
That was awful.
Because you're supposed to be great. Yeah. Everybody else, you kind of stink.
Lowe's regarded as a good defender, yeah.
But I don't know him enough. He's a late arrival. Like, I don't have a track record with him. I just look at him and think he looks ridiculous in a uniform. He wears his hat too high and his mustache too whatever and don't really care the look of him.
He is odd. Looks strange. A lot of people are making the case it looks like a guy going as a Red Sox for Halloween. Just like the uniform doesn't fit. He's wearing like a turtleneck. You're like, really cold?
Should we all go as Nate Lowe?
We could all, yeah, it's a good costume.
Yeah, go as Nate Lowe. Nate, people are like, Nate who Lowe. Are you? And then, like, miss a ball. You could throw it to each other and, like, miss it, misplay it.
Yeah.
I did enjoy our guy AC, Alex Cora, calling out the defense in real time in the on-field interview.
Yeah, shot Carl Ravitch.
Yeah, they were, like, uncomfortable.
He thought they were playing great defense, yeah.
He, like, tried to backtrack for Cora. No, he said it.
Cora was dead on. He says
what he wants to say, and he was right.
Yep.
Early got screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
He pitched well enough to win.
Cora, I think, I'm surprised Cora noticed they weren't playing defense while he was asleep in the middle of that inning. But yeah, no, that's true. He did He did throw the defense
shot across
under
the bus. The
bow. Mm-hmm. So you got WEEI Afternoons coming up. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the Nines every Sunday in October. Kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Everybody have a great weekend. Big one, Sunday night in Buffalo. We'll break it all down on a Patriots Monday at 10 o'clock here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.